before we go in, I just want you to know that I love you, and I had a great time on our honeymoon, and I can't wait to go in there and spend the rest of our life together.
You're really sticking with the shell necklace, huh?
Hey.
Come on in!
Yeah, come on in!
So how was the honeymoon?
Oh, so much fun. But the best part is, we met this incredible couple on the flight back.
That was the best part? Good honeymooning, Tiger.
No, they're really cool, and they were on their honeymoon, too.
Oh, they're terrific, and they live right here in the city.
Yeah, can we go call them? Is it too soon to call? I want to call.
Sorry, we're just kind of excited because we finally have a couple to hang out with.
A couple? Like two people? Like one, two people?
This is different. Greg and Jenny are in a relationship.
Ugh, Greg and Jenny. Ugh. Hi, Greg. I'm Chandler. This is Monica. Hi, Monica. This is Jenny. Hi, Jenny. Hi, Greg.
Listen, they are really great. If you just got a chance
to... You know what? Why don't you just give us our souvenirs and get the hell out of here?
Chance to...
You've got to be kidding me.
We didn't get anything for anyone.
Mm-hmm, yeah, nice necklace.
That you can have.
No one told you that was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke.
Oh, it was great, but how about you? I mean, you're having a baby.
Oh, look, I have a sonogram picture.
Oh, good.
Oh. Ross, it's got your wavy black lines.
All right, so now that Ross knows, can you tell us, you know, how it happened? I mean, when did it happen? How many times did it happen?
Monica, that's not right.
What?
Start with where.
Well, it happened about 6 weeks ago, and I had just gotten home from work, and Ross was already there, because I guess he'd been hanging out with Joey.
You're welcome, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
And so I had a lot of work to do, and Ross, nice guy that he is, offered to help me out, and then we had a little wine, we got to talking, and next thing you know, out of nowhere, Ross comes on to me.
That's a little misleading.
What is?
The lie you just told.
That you came on to me?
There's the one.
But you did. I mean, let's be honest.
Yes, let's. You know what? It's not important. What's important is that we're having a baby. And it doesn't matter who came on to who.
Whom?
That's right.
You know you kissed me first.
What? You were begging me to kiss you. You were sending me signals all over the place.
I was sending you signals?
Yes.
Oh, please. Okay, anyone in this room think that I would actually send Ross begging signals? Please, show of hands.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what people believe. What matters is what happened.
Okay, well, so these signals, Ross, explain this to me, because maybe I need to be more careful. I mean, am I sending you these signals right now?
You know what, Rachel, just drop it.
No, please, show me how I begged you.
I can show you. I have it on videotape. It's an expression.
He taped the two of them having sex.
I know.
Yeah, you gotta tell a girl before you tape her. Such a rookie mistake.
You know there's a great video camera?
Greg and Jenny.
Do you still want to call him?
I want to call him.
Let's call him.
Yeah, ask what they brought their friends. Any souvenirs?
Hello? 8th Street Deli?
Hey, hang up. You get food poisoning just talking to that place.
Sorry, wrong number.
Here you go, babe. Mm-hmm.
Hello? It's the deli again.
All right, I'll have a sandwich.
I don't think this number's right.
What?
You got fake numbered.
What? People don't do that.
Oh, I think we do.
They gave us a fake number? Why would they do that?
I don't know. You were a delight to talk to. You asked all those insightful, great questions.
Man, you've never been funnier. I mean, joke. I mean, you're a hoot.
You know what? Don't worry about it. You still got me and Phoebe.
Excuse me, I don't want Greg and Jenny's rejects.
Rachel won't talk to me. She won't even open the door.
I wonder why, pervert.
Okay, listen, I am not a pervert.
That's like the pervert motto. Yeah, they have you raise your right hand, put your left hand down your pants, and repeat that.
Filming Rachel was not something I planned. Okay, look, here's what happened. And Joey, you can back me up on this. All right, about a month and a half ago, remember I came to you with a problem? A personal thing?
What personal thing?
About sex? That I hadn't had sex in months?
Yeah, I know what you were talking about.
Hey.
Do you have a minute? I'd like to talk to you about something I'm really uncomfortable talking about.
Sure. Yeah. How about you showering with your mom?
I actually had a topic in mind. I'm kind of going through a dry spell, sex-wise.
Oh. For, like, months?
Five, to be lying. Six.
6 months? Wow, that's rough.
Well, I mean, it's not all bad. I'm learning to appreciate the smaller things in life, like sound of a bird and the color of the sky.
Sky's blue, Ross, and I had sex yesterday.
Please help me. I have a date tonight. It has to go well, okay? I'm scared for my health.
Okay. I got something. Okay, it's this story that I came up with. Very romantic. I swear, any woman that hears it, they're like putty.
Really? Well, then tell it to me.
Okay. Now, you're gonna want to have sex with me when you hear it, but you have to remember, it is just the story.
I'll try to control myself.
Okay. Years ago, when I was backpacking across Western Europe.
You were backpacking across Western Europe?
Have a nice 6 more months, Ross.
Okay. I'm sorry, please. You were in Western Europe, and...
I was just outside of Barcelona, hiking in the foothills of Mount Tibidabo. I was at the end of this path, and I came to a clearing, and there was a lake. Very secluded, and there were tall trees all around. It was dead silent, gorgeous. And across the lake, I saw a beautiful woman bathing herself, but she was crying.
Why?
This is great wine.
It's from France. In Europe. Western Europe. You know, a few years ago, actually I was backpacking across Western Europe.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wait, it gets better. I was in Barcelona.
I studied for a year in Barcelona.
Anyway, so I was hiking.
I love hiking.
Oh, that's great! I was hiking along the foothills of Mount Tibidabo.
I think it's Tibidabo.
Okay, do you want to tell the story?
Whoa, what are you doing here? How'd your date go?
Great. I'm across the street having sex with her right now. Your story sucks.
Hey, look, if it didn't work, it's because you didn't tell it right. Show me how you did it.
No, I don't want to.
How long since you've seen a girl naked?
I was backpacking across Western Europe.
I'm not feeling it.
I was just outside of Barcelona, hiking.
No, Ross, I'm not hot. Are you hot?
It's been 6 months. I'm always hot.
Well, you're not selling the story. It's like you don't believe it. Look, I gotta go. I got a date, but try this. Do what I do when I'm preparing for an audition, okay? I'll set you up with my video camera, and you can record yourself and see what you're doing wrong.
I'll try that.
All right, now. All right, you're all set up. You're good to go. Just hit record, all right? Good luck.
Thanks. And hey, Joe, yeah. Listen, if you ever have any problem with the ladies, you know I'll help you out.
That means a lot to me, man.
Hello. Can I get you anything, huh? Lens cleaner? Your battery okay?
Oh, Rachel. Ross.
Hi.
Thank God you're here. You have to help me. Were you just talking to yourself?
That's less embarrassing. Yes, I was. So when she came in, I got distracted and totally forgot about the camera. It kept rolling and recorded everything.
Yeah, we're going to need to see that tape.
Yeah.
What a great idea. That'll get Rachel to forgive me.
You know what? This is not fair to her. Let's just forget the tape.
Thank you. No.
You're right.
Joey, no.
Loud and clear.
Why Greg and Ginny would give us a fake number.
You know, if they knew what they were doing, they probably didn't give you real names either.
Okay. Maybe people give out fake numbers, but they don't give out fake names.
Oh, yeah? Hi, Ken Adams. Nice to meet you.
Regina Phalange.